The surprise visit by UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, was primarily about pushing for access to besieged areas in the war-torn country. In a short statement following his meeting with the government in Damascus, de Mistura said that safe humanitarian access to vulnerable populations was the priority issue. It was, he continued, the duty of the government of Syria to want to reach every Syrian person wherever they are and allow the UN to bring humanitarian aid, particularly now after so long a time. Should access be granted by Damascus, de Mistura said that aid convoys would be involved, coordinated by the UN country team. In Geneva, Chief UN spokesperson Ahmad Fawzi stressed that the UN envoy had pushed for access to all parts of Syria.
Staffan de Mistura has just concluded his meeting with the foreign minister, Walid al-Muallim. He said a few words to the press on his way out, confirming that they had spoken about unhindered humanitarian access to all besieged areas, not only besieged by the government, but also by the opposition and ISIL.
De Mistura's visit to Damascus comes amid an increasingly dire humanitarian situation on the ground for civilians, with the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, warning that attacks on medical facilities may be a war crime. Speaking after at least four hospitals and a school were hit in airstrikes in Idlib Governorate, OHCHR said that the sheer number of incidents raised huge question marks about why they were happening in contravention of international humanitarian law. In Geneva, OHCHR spokesperson Rupert Colville underlined the human cost of the attacks.
It isn't just the attacks on the facilities, it's the constant attrition, attacks on ambulances, attacks on individuals. And as I said, if it's deliberate, intentional targeting, then it may amount to a war crime. Ultimately, that's only a court that can make that judgment. But clearly, not enough care is being taken by the forces involved, because the number of cases is just ridiculous and shocking and absolutely inexcusable.
According to the UN Health Agency, the World Health Organization, 640 health workers have been killed after nearly 5 years of conflict. Fighting has also left around 60% of hospitals only partly functional or closed. And UN Children's Agency UNICEF said that schools continue to suffer too, with 42 attacks in 2015 just the tip of the iceberg, and one in four institutions either destroyed or damaged. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.